The Watchtower, Study Edition, June 2020. Study Article 23. This article will be studied during the week of August 3rd through 9th. Let your name be sanctified. Theme text: O Jehovah, your name endures forever. Psalm 135, 13. Song 10. Praise Jehovah our God. Preview. What important issue is facing all intelligent creation? What makes that issue so vital, and what role do we play in settling it? Understanding the answers to those and related questions will help us to strengthen our relationship with Jehovah. Paragraphs 1 and 2. Question: What subjects fascinate Jehovah's Witnesses? Very important issues are facing us today: sovereignty and vindication. As Jehovah's Witnesses, we love discussing those fascinating subjects. However, it is not as if we would have to contrast God's sovereignty and the sanctification of His name, as if they were separate matters. All of us have come to see that God's name must be cleared of reproach. We have also learned that Jehovah's sovereignty, or way of ruling, must be proved to be the best. Both issues merit our respect and attention. Paragraph 3. Question: What does the name Jehovah include? Actually, the name Jehovah involves everything about our God, including His way of ruling. So if we say that clearing Jehovah's name of all reproach is the most important issue, we are also saying that Jehovah's way of ruling must be proved to be the best way. Jehovah's name is closely tied to the way He rules as the Almighty Sovereign. The following is supplementary information. Facets of a great issue. There is a very great issue facing everyone: the sanctification of the name Jehovah. Is the one who bears the name Jehovah truly beyond all reproach? In other words, is he really holy, good, righteous, and loving in all his ways? There are related facets. Because Satan led a rebellion against God's rule, this question must be settled. Is Jehovah the rightful sovereign, the one whose way of ruling is truly best? And because Adam, Eve, many of their descendants, and even some angels joined Satan in rebellion, another related issue must be settled. Who of Jehovah's intelligent creatures will maintain integrity? That is, will loyally defend God's holy name and serve Jehovah out of love for Him. That last facet of the great issue came into sharp focus in the days of Job. Returning to the article. Paragraph 4. Question: How does Psalm 135:13 describe God's name, and what questions will we answer in this article? The name Jehovah is unique. Psalm 135:13 reads, O Jehovah, your name endures forever. O Jehovah, your fame endures for all generations. What makes God's name so important? How is it first slandered? How does God sanctify it? And how can we help to defend His name? Let us address those questions. The importance of a name. Paragraph 5. Question: What might we wonder about when considering the sanctifying of God's name? Let your name be sanctified. Matthew 6, 9. That is what Jesus stated as a priority in prayer. But what do Jesus' words mean? To sanctify something means to make it holy, clean, or pure. Some might wonder, though, is not Jehovah's name already holy, clean, and pure? To answer, we need to think about what a name involves. Paragraph 6. Question: What makes a name valuable? A name is more than a collection of letters written on a page or spoken aloud. Notice what the Bible says: A good name is to be chosen rather than great wealth. Proverbs 22:1. Why does a name have such value? Because it involves a reputation, what others think of the one bearing that name. So the way a name appears on a page, or even the way it is pronounced, is not what matters most. What truly matters is whom and what that name stands for in the minds and hearts of others. Paragraph 7. Question: how have people attacked God's name? When people tell lies about Jehovah, they are attacking his reputation. When they attack his reputation, they are trying to damage his name. The first attack on God's name and reputation happened near the dawn of human history. Consider what we learn from this attack. How the name was first slandered. Paragraph 8. Question: what did Adam and Eve know, and what questions arise? Adam and Eve knew Jehovah's name as well as vital truths about the one bearing that name. They knew him as the Creator, the one who gave them life, their lovely paradise home, and a perfect mate. However, would they continue to use their perfect minds to meditate on all that Jehovah had done for them? Would they keep building up their love and appreciation for the person represented by that name? The answers became clear when God's enemy tested them. Paragraph 9. Question: according to Genesis 2:16 and 17 and 3:1-5, what did Jehovah tell the first couple, and how did Satan twist the truth? Genesis 2:16 and 17 reads, "Jehovah God also gave this command to the man: from every tree of the garden you may eat to satisfaction, but as for the tree of the knowledge of good and bad, you must not eat from it. For in the day you eat from it, you will certainly die." Chapter 3:1-5 reads, "Now the serpent was the most cautious of all the wild animals of the field that Jehovah God had made. So it said to the woman, 'Did God really say that you must not eat from every tree of the garden?' At this the woman said to the serpent, 'We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But God has said about the fruit of the tree that is in the middle of the garden, you must not eat from it. No, you must not touch it, otherwise you will die.' At this, the serpent said to the woman, 'You certainly will not die, for God knows that in the very day you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and bad.'" Using a serpent as his mouthpiece, Satan asked Eve a question: did God really say that you must not eat from every tree of the garden? That question contained a subtle lie that was like hidden poison. What God had actually said was that they could eat from every tree, with one exception. The variety available to Adam and Eve must have been tremendous. Yes, Jehovah certainly is generous. However, God had forbidden Adam and Eve to eat the fruit of one tree that he had designated. So Satan's question twisted the truth. Satan made it seem as if God were not generous. Eve may have wondered, "Is God withholding something good?" The following is a description of the pictures being considered with paragraphs 9, 10, and 15. The devil slandered God, telling Eve that God is a liar. Over the centuries, Satan has promoted false ideas, such as the teaching that God is cruel and that he did not create humans. The picture caption reads, "Satan lied to Eve about Jehovah, and over the centuries the devil has continued to slander God." Paragraph 10. Question: how did Satan directly slander God's name, and with what effect? At that point, Eve still saw Jehovah as her ruler. She answered Satan by reciting God's clear direction. She added that they should not even touch the tree. She knew of God's warning that disobedience would lead to death. But Satan replied, "You certainly will not die." Genesis 3:2-4. Satan was no longer subtle. He was now directly slandering God's name, in effect telling Eve that Jehovah is a liar. Satan thus became a devil or slanderer. Eve was thoroughly deceived. She believed Satan. She put more trust in him than in Jehovah. That made it easier for Eve to make the worst possible decision. She decided to disobey Jehovah. She began eating of the fruit that Jehovah had forbidden her to eat. Afterward, she gave some to Adam. Paragraph 11. Question. What could our first parents have done? But what did they fail to do? Think for a moment about what Eve should have said to Satan. Imagine that she had said something like this: I do not know who you are, but I know my Father, Jehovah, and I love and trust him. He has given Adam and me everything we have. How dare you say anything bad about him? Go away. How delighted Jehovah would have been to hear such loyal words from a loving daughter. But Eve did not have loyal love for Jehovah. Neither was Adam guided by that quality. Lacking such love for their father, Adam and Eve failed to defend his name against slander. Paragraph 12. Question. How did Satan sow doubts in the mind of Eve? And what did Adam and Eve fail to do? As we have noted, Satan started by sowing doubts in the mind of Eve. He got her to question the kind of person who was represented by the name Jehovah. Then Adam and Eve failed to defend Jehovah's name and reputation. They left themselves open to Satan's suggestion to rebel against their father. Satan uses similar tactics today. He attacks Jehovah's name by slandering it. People who believe Satan's lies are easily influenced to reject Jehovah's righteous rule. Jehovah sanctifies his name. Paragraph 13. Question. How does Ezekiel 36:23 highlight the core message of the Bible? Does Jehovah accept such slander without defending himself? No, he does not. The entire Bible record focuses on how Jehovah has acted to clear his name of the reproach heaped on it in Eden. In fact, we may summarize the core message of the Bible this way: Jehovah sanctifies his name by means of the kingdom ruled by his Son, and restores righteousness and peace to the earth. The Bible contains information that helps us to understand how Jehovah accomplishes the sanctifying of his name. Ezekiel 36:23 reads, I will certainly sanctify my great name which was profaned among the nations, which you profaned among them, and the nations will have to know that I am Jehovah, declares the sovereign Lord Jehovah, when I am sanctified among you before their eyes. Paragraph 14. Question. How has Jehovah's response to the rebellion in Eden sanctified his name? Satan has done all he can to stop Jehovah from achieving his purpose. But Satan has failed again and again. The Bible record shows how Jehovah has acted, and it proves that there is no one like Jehovah God. True, the rebellion of Satan and all who take his side has caused Jehovah great pain. He has, though, handled this challenge with wisdom, patience, and justice. He has also shown his almighty power in countless ways. Above all, his love shines through in all that he does. Jehovah has worked unceasingly to sanctify his name. Paragraph 15. Question. How is Satan slandering God's name today, and with what effect? Satan is still slandering God's name today. He fools people into doubting that God is powerful, just, wise, and loving. For example, Satan tries to convince people that Jehovah is not the Creator. And if people do accept that God exists, Satan attempts to make them believe that God and his standards are restrictive and unfair. He even teaches people that Jehovah is a heartless and cruel God who burns people in a fiery hell. When they believe such slander, they are more likely to take the next step, rejecting Jehovah's righteous rule. Until Satan is completely defeated, he will continue his campaign of slander, and he will target you as well. Will he succeed? Your role in the great issue. Paragraph 16. Question. What can you do that Adam and Eve failed to do? Jehovah allows imperfect humans to have a share in sanctifying His name. In effect, you can do what Adam and Eve failed to do. Despite being in a world full of people who slander and blaspheme Jehovah's name, you have the opportunity to stand up and speak the truth that Jehovah is holy, righteous, good, and loving. You can support His rule. You can promote it as the only way of ruling that is truly righteous and that will bring peace and happiness to all creation. Paragraph 17. Question. How did Jesus make His Father's name known? When we defend Jehovah's name, we follow the example of Jesus Christ. Jesus made His Father's name known not only by using that name, but also by defending Jehovah's reputation. For example, He contradicted the Pharisees, who in various ways painted Jehovah as harsh, demanding, distant, and merciless. Jesus helped people to see His Father as being reasonable, patient, loving, and forgiving. He also helped people to see Jehovah by the way He perfectly imitated His Father's qualities in His daily life. Paragraph 18. Question. How can we overturn lies and slander about Jehovah? Like Jesus, we can share what we know about Jehovah, teaching people what a loving and kind God He is. As we do so, we overturn lies and slander about Jehovah. We sanctify Jehovah's name, making it holy in the minds and hearts of people. We can also imitate Jehovah. That is possible even though we are imperfect. When our words and actions show people what Jehovah is truly like, we help to sanctify His name. We vindicate that name by helping to free people from the misconceptions they may have about it. We also prove that imperfect humans can maintain integrity. The footnote reads, on occasion, our publications have taught that Jehovah's name does not need to be vindicated because no one has called into question His right to bear that name. However, a clarified understanding was presented at the 2017 annual meeting. The chairman stated, simply put, it's not wrong to say that we pray for the vindication of Jehovah's name because His reputation certainly needs to be exonerated. See the January 2018 program on JW.org. Look under Library, JW Broadcasting. End of footnote. The following is a description of the picture being considered with paragraphs 18 and 19. As he conducts a Bible study, a brother emphasizes God's personality. The picture caption reads, "We want to help our Bible students come to understand Jehovah's kind, loving personality." Paragraph 19. Question. How does Isaiah 63:7 help us to see what the main purpose of our teaching should be? Consider another valuable lesson we may apply. When we teach Bible truths to others, we often emphasize God's sovereignty, that Jehovah has the right to rule the universe. And this is perfectly true. However, while it is important to focus on God's laws, our main goal is that of helping others come to love Jehovah, our Father, and to be loyal to Him. We thus need to highlight Jehovah's appealing qualities, emphasizing the kind of person that the name Jehovah represents. Isaiah 63:7 reads, "I will mention Jehovah's acts of loyal love, the praiseworthy acts of Jehovah, because of all that Jehovah has done for us, the many good things He has done for the house of Israel, according to His mercy and His great loyal love." As we teach in that way, we will help others to love Jehovah and to obey Him because they want to be loyal to Him. Paragraph 20. Question. What will we consider in the following article? How then can we make sure that our conduct and our teaching reflect properly on Jehovah's name and draw others to Him? The following article will take up that question. What do you think? How do we know that the sanctification of Jehovah's name is vitally important? Why does something as holy as God's name need to be sanctified? What role can you play in sanctifying Jehovah's name? Song 2. Jehovah is your name. End of article.